Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host. I don't know if it's host with the most or, you know, whatever that is. But today we're going to talk about water. And although we don't have a specific guest that I've lined up, because I thought about so many people that I could have asked to jump on the line and contribute. However, for the sake of time, and brevity is the key when it comes to presenting some facts about water, anytime we have a guest with us, it's because Vance is really good about interrupting those guests, usually on a regular basis, and I do apologize for that up front. What I've discovered is if I can just pull from a lot of those guests, the people that I have learned from over the years about the subject of water and how vital it is, how important it is, I thought we could just, you know, rapid fire. And then if you've got a story you want to chime in here at the end, I'll give you instructions on how to do that, just a testimony to reaffirm the basic necessities of water and why I feel that Neken has, especially for the price, the most optimal when it comes to all the benefits and perks of our water systems that we have available to us. And I'm talking specifically the waterfall, the sports bottle, and the shower head. Why those are so incredibly crucial to us and some of the things that we've seen. But let's first talk about water, okay? Let me go to a source that's, I don't believe in coincidences anymore, but I found a passage as I was reading this morning, okay? Completely random. But this is right out of from the prophet Isaiah, which I can't remember when this was actually written, but it's a couple thousand years old, all right? Now, Old Testament. And this is chapter 43, verses 19. I'm not going to preach. I just thought this is so timely. And it simply says this: look, I'm about to do something new. Even now it's coming. Do you see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. And what does rivers mean? What is a source of water? We all know what a river is. But in this context, it means a pathway. And the next verse says, the animals of the field will honor me. Jackals and ostriches were always looked at as kind of goofy animals. Ostriches, I mean, you look at the bird itself, it's like the heaviest bird on the planet. And two legs and running and how they keep balanced. And anyway, those will honor me because I will provide water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Okay, so we understand right up front, water is a key element of life. People in Africa, people in other parts of the world, not uncivilized, but non-industrialized nations, people will spend hours every single day going to and fro to get water. What is vital wellness? The video that Neken provides, 2-minute introductory video. It states on there, without water, we can only survive 7 days. Now, people have done extended fasts and gone beyond that, but a normal human being who's living and contributing to society and doing normal things, 7 days is the average, and the body will start to deteriorate, or you will just die, point blank. In a medical perspective, one of the first things that first responders do, either a paramedic or a firefighter, I know this firsthand as a volunteer firefighter, one of the first things we do on a medical call is check the vitals and then, as fast as we possibly can, get oxygen and water in and onto the person. Water is key. What is in an IV bag? It's 97% clean filtered water and 3% saline. Sodium to get the vitamins and the minerals into the body as fast as we can. You can correct so many things medically with just an IV bag to get the body hydrated again. I know from firsthand experience, the last time that Stacy suffered food poisoning, she was 3 bags short. Okay, her body was so dehydrated from vomiting because of trying to get the toxicity out of her body, that when we got her to the ER, because we couldn't get the water to stay in her, they said, you know, four bags of IV would have been really, really bad. This was bad, but 3 is bad, but 4 is like complete dehydration, like this is catastrophic. So medically, it's huge. Why water? Or what are some of the other things that are associated with water? Filtered water, frequently it tastes better, okay, because you get the chlorine and the other chlorine byproducts out. Some filtration devices will kill the chlorine, but they don't remove it. The toxins that are in the water, okay, lead, you know, look at what happened in Flint, Michigan, less than 2 years ago. And they're still dealing with the effects, the byproduct of that. Look what happened just, well, for us here in the Pacific Northwest. We have our, most of our water supply comes from open reservoirs that are not covered. For us personally, it comes just off of Larch Mountain. Talking with Dave Johnson, there in western Idaho, eastern Washington, they're getting all the smoke and the ash and the debris from the air from Montana, over 1 million acres that are on fire. That impacts the water reservoirs. Well, how do you get all that filtered out? Well, you have to run it through a system. Nature intended, God intended, for rivers in the desert, as I just quoted right out of Isaiah, that the water that we consume should be clean. Nature has a way of it filtering itself out. I believe it's every 50 feet or something like that. I should have looked up the exact numbers, but every 50 feet or so, that water flows over rocks. And that tumbling motion, the sediment filters out, goes to the bottom, and what is resulted out of that, the end result, is clean, pure water. Cost factor. How do we get clean, filtered water at a reasonable cost? Well, you could go the bottled water route, but over time, you're paying for the plastic, the bottle. And I just read an article this week. Actually, it's on the Nikan blog. Everybody should have received the email from Nikan, but if you did not, the blog states, and let me pull that right back up. Where did it go? I had it right in front of me. Here it is. On that, it states right here. Oh, where did I see this? Oh, my goodness. Anyways, I can't remember where I found it. But, 40% of all bottled water is reprocessed tap water. I know statistically that every year when they evaluate, I think it's Consumer Reports, evaluates different types of bottled water, they discovered that it was 25% of, one out of every four bottles they tested was no better and sometimes even worse than the tap water. So now they're going on record and saying 40% of bottled water is simply reprocessed tap water. Okay? Well, if that's what you're going for, but then look at the factor of the water when it sets in those bottles, it will leach. Unless it's in a cool, dark place, you take a bottle of water, you put it on the dashboard of your car, or you leave it in your car on a warm summer day, it's going to leach that plastic right in. Another study I read a few years ago, they actually tested the samples, cancer samples, of women, breast cancer, and it had the same proprietary elements, okay, same chemical compound as what a plastic bottle is made out of. Another study showed that men's infertility issues and so many other things in the men's body, same results or the byproduct of that too much plastic in the system. I'm thinking, holy smokes, all this because we're drinking bottled water. Last year, 2016, the bottled water industry surpassed $100 billion. And in that, it actually surpassed or went above our consumption here in the U.S. of soda, carbonated beverages, Coke, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, all of those combined. Bottled water sold more, which the soda companies are elated. Aquafina, Dasani, Coke and Pepsi. This is now their number one product. Who would have thought that 20 years ago people would be spending so much on bottled water? So what's the solution? I mean, I can go on and on and on about all the different things that are out there. But what's a simple thing, or what are some of the benefits of being hydrated? We all know the statistics are out there. Dr. Ash on Stump the Doc has repeatedly said, hey, here's a good formula. Here's the base formula. Half your body weight in ounces. Okay? So for myself, I weigh right at 140. Okay, with my clothes on, it varies between 135, 137, which is my ideal weight. And so take half of that, for sake of number, say 140, so that's 70 ounces. So roughly about 2 quarts. I should be consuming 2 quarts of water, which I do on a usual basis, just to stay hydrated. Now, if I'm in the summertime working outside or playing or doing some extracurricular and I'm perspiring more, I need to increase that. Dr. Ash also states that for every caffeinated beverage, you need to add an extra 2 glasses just to neutralize or just to keep, you know, maintain hydration. If you talk like some of us do, okay, and I'm guilty of that, if we talk and we use our throat and our mouth and our tongue, every hour that we're talking, we need to throw in another quart. Holy smokes, that seems like a lot. But just to keep your mouth and your throat and all of that lubricated, water is the key for that. Always when I do a call like this, I've got my big Mickey Mouse mug right in front of me that holds about 20 ounces of water. If you're outside doing even in a water sport activity, water skiing, knee boarding, on a wave runner, in a boat, and you're in the water, people think, well, I'm staying cool because I'm in the water. But you're using muscles that you normally don't use on dry land. And the statistics are out there. You need to be consuming more water, and which is not typically the case for most people that are on the water because they want to grab a Gatorade or a pop or an adult beverage or whatever the case. Those dehydrate you even faster. Those are all diuretics. So it's hugely important. Shinier hair, softer skin. Reducing skin problems, healthier nails. These are all, you know, how it affects our physical attributes of our body. The other health benefits, I mean, this list goes on and on and on. Digestion, weight control, the nervous system, detoxification. The kidneys need pure water. Look at the statistics that are coming out of Hawaii and have for the last couple. It's actually been 2 years ago, last month. There was an article in the Maine newspaper out of Honolulu that stated there are not enough kidney dialysis clinics to support the growing numbers of people that are suffering with kidney issues. Some of our dear friends that I spoke with last night, Alan and Kathy Fujioka, they and their team started a huge water push, partially because of all of the work that had been done by the Kangen water reps. And they started introducing people to the Nikan waterfall at an accelerated rate. And in a short amount of time, I'm talking just a couple months' time, I think it was over 400 waterfall units were sold. Now, not by Alan and Kathy individually, but they and their team, because of all the advertising and the free press they got from the people, again, you know, introducing them to a several $1,000 unit. So enough about the benefits and why. Let's look at our solution, okay? And this is where Nikan comes into play. And let's talk about the waterfall. And, of course, now my computer will not let me log back into the Nikan website, but I think I can go from memory. We have a solution. And I love the way Brody Craney asked the question when he talks about the Kins and Vital Balance and the benefits of that, and he shares in great length, you know, statistics of where we are as a culture in extra, carrying extra weight, or as I like to say, there's just too much of us to love. And he presents the facts, and then he also asks this question repeatedly in his presentation. Wouldn't it be great if there was a solution? Wouldn't it be great if there was an affordable solution? Wouldn't it be great if there was something to address? A solution to address our issues. Well, when it comes to water, there is. And I love the fact that Nikan has figured out how to not only make it affordable, but give us the perceived value of a water unit that will do the job. and the Meakin waterfall, the sports bottle, and the shower head, when it comes to water, they definitely do the job. And our dear friend Charlie Franklin, who has a company called Waterworks, he builds water systems and swimming pools, anything to do with water, he can do it. His company can do it. Years ago, he worked with the, I think it was the University of Virginia, and I could be wrong on that, but in their ag department. And one of the comments that he shared with me years ago that I always reference is that when it comes to air and water filtration, either you have an external unit or our bodies become that unit. Our bodies will filter out this stuff, but wouldn't it be better, wouldn't it be great if there was just a simple solution that did it for us so our bodies didn't have to work overtime? Our kidneys are working overtime if we're drinking anything that is not sustainable, or as a friend of mine, Kimberly Dunn, says, bioavailable. If the water's not easily acceptable into the body, if the body can't easily assimilate it, Meakin has a solution. And for the price, the waterfall, $419, which that, if you go want to go ahead and do some quick research on this, Erin Brockovich, a year and a half ago, when she was interviewed by Stephen Colburn on, the Late Night Show, whatever it's called. I watched the interview several times. But she stated in that interview that a good water filtration device system, you don't need all the plumbing and hookups, and I don't know if she went into that as much. I just know that's a fact. Gravity-fed systems are always the best. But she stated that a good water system should, number one, include ionic filtration. Okay, we have that. Okay, pull up the 20-page manual, and it specifically states what Meakin has in the waterfall. We have that, the ionic filtration. And it should run you about $350, I think is the way she said it, or maybe it was $300. But $350, that's about in the price range. There's a lot of companies out there that sell a water system for that. They only do one fraction or one or two or three aspects of what Meakin's waterfall will do, and the sports bottle and the shower head. Again, we're not just talking about taking the chlorine and the chemicals out, but putting the good stuff back in. So for $419 for a waterfall, or for the customer price of $498, and I love the fact that Meakin has given us the pack of both. So you have one in the home, and then you always have one in the vehicle or on the go. You can take it with you. And again, if we treat it nicely, okay, this is a $79 sports bottle, all right? When you go to REI or you go to Land's End or you go to some of these companies that provide outdoor-type merchandise, like a sports bottle or something to take water from basically any source, I dip water. None of the instructions will tell you that you can dip water out of a lake or a river or a stream. Every summer when we're out on the Columbia River, I don't need it to be ice cold. Okay, our bodies don't need ice water. Our bodies are 98.6, so the easier it is to assimilate, the better. I just dip water right out of the Columbia River, put it in my Meakin sports bottle, put the lid back on, and drink away. Okay, that's just me personally. Am I going to tell everybody to do that? Nope. I will never say you need to do this. Can you? Absolutely. I've seen the demonstrations. Go on YouTube and type in all kinds of things with the Meakin waterfall or the Meakin aquaphor, and you can do your own demonstration. Take a handful of dirt, soil right out of the ground, throw it in your Meakin sports bottle, fill it up with water, shake it up real good. It'll give you clean, filtered water. All right, it's okay. Again, in a pinch, right now in our culture today, with all the natural disasters, with water supplies being contaminated, with them being compromised, a gravity-fed system like a waterfall and a sports bottle is a wonderful solution. And you can put basically, again, you need to use common sense, and you can throw in iodine tablets, you know, measurable amounts. Every camping store sells these. Every outdoor store sells these. But when you look at it from a business side of things, as consultants, that's the other win-win for us, is because the Meakin waterfall, or I should say the water pack, is I think that's what it's called, I was reading about it this week. For a customer priced at $498, okay, less than $500, the point value for us as consultants is $500. So that immediately sets us up to be quality enrolled. And what if we just introduced one family or one person to the water pack and then later introduced them to the shower and the showerhead? Why is the showerhead so vital? Is because, well, point blank, our skin is our body's largest organ. It's described as our third kidney or our second liver. So if we're filtering out all the toxins that come in through the pipe as we're bathing every day, talk to Suzanne Knupp. I always get it confused. But David and Suzanne, she suffered for most of her adult life, from a teenager until she was 59, until she was finally diagnosed with MS. And I'm not making a medical claim here. But when she was diagnosed, the doctor told her, now, you know, you can understand and learn with the new normal. She started with Nikan water products. And it was the shower head that really opened her eyes to the fact that, hey, they finally were able to go camping, or she was able to go camping with the family, and the first shower in the RV, it really sent her into a tailspin because she didn't have a Nikan shower head. You know, can it do that much? Yeah, it can. You heat up water that's got all kinds of chlorine and chemicals in it, flow it over the body, the open skin, you know, our external structure, it does a number. Janice Miller, we spoke just a few minutes ago. Can you hit *6 on your phone line, and I'll welcome this up. We got a couple minutes remaining. There's some stories out there of the Nikan water bottle, the waterfall, the shower head. Janice, can you hit *6 on your phone line and demute it? I think you're on.
Yes, hi, this is Janice. And I just see sex value in the water that I could go on and on and on. And, you know, just taking the chlorine out of the water. I wouldn't be without a shower head. You know, I had a burn. I put some water on it. It never got into blisters or anything. You know, I've had things slammed on my foot. It never went black and blue. Why? Because I'm hydrated. Just those things. You know, my system is hydrated. I believe in that. I keep myself hydrated. And chlorine out of my water. Just that simple. And I wouldn't be without any of these products.
And Janice, for the record, you know, I'm never supposed to ask a gal her age and her weight. I don't care about your weight for this conversation, but what is your age?
I'm 37, second time around. And I've got more energy than most people in my household.
You know, and I will attest to that because I'm a regular member of the Nikan prayer call on Monday mornings, and you're pretty spry early Monday morning on a regular basis.
Well, you know, that to me that goes along with passion. To me that goes along with I'm not afraid. You know, I don't do my life in fear. So there's a whole group of things that go into being able to, you know, be in a place where you're always up, always having a good time.
Yeah.
And of course, you know that we're doing ICANN, and that's what I do first thing in the morning. Wow. You know, I mean, all those things keep me in a positive mode. I have to work on it.
The thing is,
worth it. Hello? Where'd you go? I lost.
Luke? We lost Sam. Hold on.
Talking. So, anyway, yeah, you know, I'm passionate about Nikan. I can't say enough about Nikan and how it's changed my life in a positive way.
About how much water you drink a day.
Well, I just, you know, start the morning with hydration. So, I don't know. I keep at it all day long.
Yeah. And that again, that's just a beautiful thing. It's an absolute beautiful thing. And when the body has the water, it's such a simple thing. But so many folks say, well, yeah, I don't drink water, you know, and the list goes on and on. And you can see it in their attitude. You can see it in their skin. You can see it in their physical issues they deal with. And
exactly. It makes sense because your brain is so much water, and if your brain's down, well, then, you know, you're down.
Yeah, yeah. So
all of it makes sense.
Yeah, and do we have, thank you so much, Janice. I'd love to have one more story, testimony. Again, we're not making medical claims. Go ahead.
Janice?
Yes.
Hi, this is Rita. If you have any questions about the water, just put down a regular bowl of water for any pet and then you can water, and they'll prove it to you.
They don't know what placebo is, do they, Rita?
Exactly, and they'll go right to the pie water every time.
Yeah, and there's reasons for that. It's just, and we see that every single time when you can do your own little test. It's not a double-blind test. That would be called, I guess, a single-blind test because you know what you're doing, but the animal does not. Cat, dog, it doesn't matter what kind of animal. And if they're smart enough to figure that out, what's our problem? What does it take? And, Rita, I remember you. When it comes to the investment or the upgrade, we had yogurt last night with some dear friends of ours who were visiting from out of town, and they brought up the question of, you know, oh, man, we really like our old system. And I said, hey, I know. It's so convenient to have something plumbed in rather than having to fill up, you know, from the top. But, Rita, I think you were one of those people that I encouraged you to make the upgrade.
Yep. You told me that there was no comparison, and you were 100% right. So before I moved in the house, the Lincoln waterfall was already installed. Sitting on the counter and waiting for me to get in. And you were 100% right. There's no.
And it's not that I want to be 100% right, because that's hard enough dealing with teenagers that think, you know, we haven't transpired to the friend stage yet with our middle daughter, Emily, who doesn't necessarily agree that I'm 100% right. And she even questioned me on this subject this week. She said, Daddy, your formula, it doesn't work. And I said, my formula? And she said, yeah, because if you take half your body weight and then multiply it times 16, that's too many ounces. And I said, what are you talking about? Well, she had it confused. She was calculating ounces versus, you know, there's 16 ounces in a pound, and she thought that was part of the equation. No, just half your body weight. Take it, whatever that number is, cut it in half. That's how many ounces we should be consuming. But it's not about being right, Rita. Simply when we transition, if we have an older Nikon system, whether it's an under-counter unit, the original Pimag 2000 from 17 years ago that we no longer get the filters for, which, by the way, those filters, the set of three, that was $180 just to maintain those. And it was suggested, the manufacturer's recommendation was every year to change those out. So when you look at the cost of that, versus upgrading to the waterfall, even at the cost now for us as consultants or for a customer to upgrade, and then, again, take care of the waterfall. We clean ours out twice a year. I usually do it in January and June, every 6 months. Take the whole unit apart, wash it out. Sometimes I might boil the rocks, but I change those every year, like clockwork. And then every 90 days, like it states in the instruction manual, or 900 liters, whichever comes first. Okay, it's not about, oh, it's only me and my cat, and we're not drinking, you know, 900 liters. It's 900 liters or 90 days, whichever comes first. If you want all the benefits of the waterfall, it's every 90 days, and that's just the way it is. Because the alkalinity, the higher pH, or slightly higher pH, up to 9.5, it definitely dissipates and goes right back down to neutral by that 90-day period. If you're like us, a high water consumption family, it's going to go faster. So just, again, look at the cost factor compared to bottled water, especially if you break it down over a couple years. It's absolutely tremendous. And I love the fact, here's my last thought, and if there's another story out there that somebody wants to contribute, please do, but here's my last point. The cost factor on these over time, and the fact that Nikon warranties them, When you purchase it from Nikan, not off of Amazon or some other source, or you find one at a thrift store, at a garage sale, when you have it brand new from Nikan with that order number, they will stand behind it every single time. And whether there's a malfunction or a defect, Nikan will stand behind it. So, any other story, real quick? Star 6 on your phone line will demute you.
This is Gary in Portland, Maine with a quick story.
Go for it, Gary.
I was at a karate tournament, and this kid was maybe about 10 years old. He was standing in the hallway kind of showing off his different kicks, and with bare feet he kicked this cinder block wall, and his toe started bleeding, and it started swelling up, and I had a water bottle in my hand. I just immediately dumped the Pymag water onto his foot. The foot stopped bleeding, and the foot did not swell. There was no black and blue. His dad was standing right there and said, "What did you just do?" Out of amazement. And later, I met with him, and he got himself his own Pymag waterfall.
And, you know, Gary, you bring up a really valid point. We've talked about this over the last few months with the natural disasters that are happening around the globe. I'm not just talking, you know, the ones that are affected here as Americans and down in Puerto Rico. Around the globe, having a system like a sports bottle or a waterfall, we kind of have to have it before the accidents happen, right?
Totally. Something called preventive, you know?
Preventive, that word preventive. And when you have it, it's like a first aid kit. You can't, you know, wait till you get a cut or a bump or a bruise or a scratch or a laceration and then run to the store and buy the first aid kit. You kind of have to have it on hand. When it comes to disaster preparedness, a waterfall and a sports bottle, using them regularly, having a filter. I wouldn't suggest stockpiling a bunch of filters, but having one on hand is a good idea. And if you take care of it, you don't let it bounce around in the trunk of your car, it'll be fine. It'll be perfectly fine. But again, look at the warranty on these things. So don't go hog wild and buy too many in advance. But Gary, you bring up such a vital point that it's necessary to have it, you know, and be using it. And when it comes to first aid, immediately, we've seen this in our family, you know, grab the water bottle or run over to the waterfall. If you make a mess on the counter, big deal, you can clean it up later. It's only water. But get that burn or that cut underneath the waterfall, because that water is sustainable. It has so many wonderful proprietary elements in it that we've already talked about. And for the price, I would encourage you, here's one last final thought, I promise. Is I would encourage you, when you're introducing people to the water, there are so many neat things that Nikan has available to us. Find out if that's, and I did this two nights ago at a volleyball game, a gal that was referred to me by another friend, and this friend said, "Vance, you need to go talk to Bonnie about the water. She's a breast cancer thriver, and not a survivor, but a thriver, and I was talking to her about my waterfall, and she wants to talk to you." This is like a year ago, and we kept missing each other. We kept talking about it. When I saw her Thursday night, I said, "Hey, Bonnie, we really need to get together and talk about the water." She said, "Yeah, a friend of mine was bringing her jugs of," she said, "alkaline water." So I presume it was Kangen. And she said, "We really like that." So I said, "Yeah, you need to get one in your home." I said, let's make it a point and make this happen. She's busy. We're busy. You know, everybody's got active schedules. When we're focusing in on water, if we can break it down and just, you know, take that aspect, because you can't give somebody the whole Nikan Wellness Home all at once, because it's just information overload. But when we're focusing in on that, I would recommend starting with the Vital Wellness video. Let that be your lead presentation. It's only 2 minutes long. Sit down, and as we've learned from the ICANN Attitude course, watch the video. Don't do as I've done in the past, start the video and go get the water, you know, demonstration ready. It doesn't work, because your customer, your prospective customer, your guest, they're not focused 100% on the video. Because you're not looking at the video. So watch the video with him. It's only 2 minutes long. And when it talks about water, you can refer back to that and say, you know, 7 days in the human body, that's a bad scenario. And then focus in on the water. Have some fun. Get a bottle of the reagent drops, O2Owater.com. You can get them for $5. The ones at Walmart or at the pet supply store that test the pH of a fish tank, they don't cover the range. So I would encourage, again, or is it A2Owater.com? You can find it. Again, they're called reagent drops. They go from zero, extreme acid, all the way up to extreme alkaline, which is 15. And it's really fun. Or if you don't want to get that technical, sit down and watch. Type in on YouTube, Rick Murphy Waterfall, and watch the 14-minute demonstration. He does a phenomenal job. That video has helped me time and time and time again. But have fun with the water. There's all kinds of energy tests you can do that show someone how quickly. I did this week with somebody who was sight impaired, actually 100% blind. And I did the water demo, sitting at a booth in IHOP, okay, International House of Pancakes. I gave her, I told her what the water chemicals were doing. I said, if you could see this, which you can't, but the water right now, the tap water coming from the kitchen here is neutral. Now, if I add a few drops to the water, and I let her hold the bottle as I was squeezing it out, and we did the demonstration, and I said, now it's purple, indicating, and she said, oh, I know what reagent drops are. I studied this. This is a chemical reaction. I'm going, she can't even see it, and yet she understands. Then we followed it up, and we did a little quick energy test with it. I let her drink right out of her glass, and then I squirted some from her glass into another cup that I had with me, and the energy level was just monumentally different. I could not get her fingers apart, and it worked that quickly. How do you do a demonstration on someone who's seeing impaired? Well, you do it the same way you do it on anybody else. And it was really, really fun. So, anyways, hopefully this has been beneficial. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Rita. And thank you, Janice, for adding a little bit of extra power and punch to the conversation. And, again, I want to state that anything that's been shared, we're not making medical claims. We're not saying that Nikken's waterfall is better, even though we know it is. But for the value, the price, and what we have available now for all the different aspects, this is a win-win. And I can't encourage you enough to get out there and share this with other folks and let them see. Check out the Nikken blog. Look at what is on there. Most of what I shared this morning, I pulled right from the latest blog site. And you can forward that email on to folks in its entirety, and then they can click on the related links and learn really quickly how great this system is and what it'll do for them. So thank you all again. Let me do a little technical things, and we'll get into some Q&A. Thanks so much, everybody.